Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. President Obama will mark the end of the American combat mission in Iraq with a speech tonight from the Oval Office. Our reporter Scott Schaefer talked with veterans about what they'd like to hear the president say.
Outside the VA hospital in San Francisco Monday, a steady stream of vets and their families arrived for medical appointments. Most had plenty to say about President Obama's speech tonight, including Vietnam vet Dennis Nelson from Santa Rosa.
What I want the president to say is, it was a mistake I was handed, and I'm trying to fix it. That's the truth of the matter.
But most people we spoke to were especially concerned about the men and women coming home from this war.
I would like to hear that the veterans that are coming home are going to be taken care of.
Army veteran Michael Denton continues to deal with mental health issues stemming from his service in Vietnam. He's hoping Iraq vets get services sooner than he did. David Burnett volunteers in the VA's physical therapy department. He wants the nation to honor the wounded men and women he works with.
They've made a remarkable sacrifice for all of our freedoms, and as a nation, we really owe it to them to do everything we can to support them.
Iraq vet Mike Humphrey served two tours of duty in Iraq, Mosul in 2007 and Baghdad last year. Humphrey got emotional talking about his fallen Army buddies.
Well, I hope he says thank you, and I hope he shows some kind of appreciation for the sacrifice a lot of folks made over there, and especially the guys who got killed.
There will be no ticker tape parade, no big celebration marking the end of this war. But Amy Fairweather from the veterans group Swords to Plowshares says that's appropriate.
The war isn't over, and there's consequences that we have a responsibility to meet those needs. And it concerns me that people may forget.
More than 470 Californians have been killed since the Iraq War began 7 years ago, and thousands more injured. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
Palo Alto-based Tesla has dominated the headlines in recent months, but it's not the only electric car maker with plans to build in California. For the latest installment of Shifting Gears, our series on manufacturing in this state, we zip on over to Santa Monica to check out a company gearing up to be the next big contender, Coda.
Hop on in, I'll take you for a drive.
Okay.
Kevin Zinger, CEO of Coda Automotive, takes us for a spin in a prototype of Coda's all-electric four-door highway-capable sedan with a range of up to 120 miles. The interior features all the modern amenities we've come to expect. The trunk is spacious, but the Coda is not a car likely to turn heads. What's most attractive about it is under the hood.
You unplug in the morning, go to work, take the kids to school, run all of your errands, come home at night, plug it back in the garage, go to sleep, wake up the next day, do the same thing.
The price tag will hover in the mid-30s after $7,500 worth of financial incentives, like a federal tax credit. Zinger says he's confident Coda will release its sedan in time for the L.A. Auto Show in November, even though the firm has yet to announce its decision on where it's going to set up its final assembly space. What Zinger will say is that it's somewhere in Southern California.
California is really ground zero for the electric car movement. This is where people are thought leaders. They have a desire to be green, environmentally friendly. It's also where people have a heightened awareness of the security issues that are involved in dependence on foreign oil. And you combine all of these things, and it's natural that California should lead the way, and then you'd want to be here as an electric car manufacturer.
Coda is a spin-off of the Chinese electric car maker Miles, which imports low-speed campus cars and trucks for UCLA and NASA, among others. But Coda is its own creature, the product of industry veterans from legacy firms like BMW, GM, and Toyota. Zinger claims Coda will deliver 14,000 cars to market by the end of next year. The prospect of automotive manufacturing on any scale has local government officials licking their chops. John Perfit is director of economic development for the city of Downey, which competed for the Tesla factory that went to Fremont in May.
We know that in California, the average
manufacturing wage, the last time I checked, was, more than $65,000. And we also know that each manufacturing job creates, probably two and a half other manufacturing jobs throughout the supply chain.
Much as it would be nice to tell a California audience we're the center of electric car manufacturing, that title belongs to China, in large part because China is the center of manufacturing for batteries. Take BYD, a battery and automaker backed by billionaire investor Warren Buffett. Hopes BYD would build a car factory in Southern California fizzled over the summer. However, the company does plan to open its first North American headquarters in L.A. next spring. L.A.'s Department of Water and Power is watching closely as the electric car market begins to heat up.
Our most important role is helping to enable the consumer to own and operate an electric vehicle.
General Manager Austin Buettner says the utility is keen to stimulate consumer demand for electrics, whatever the brand.
So you'll actually see, when you go to a showroom, the placard right on the wall from the Department of Water and Power stating that you'll have power in your home to charge your vehicle in 7 days.
The DWP offers an off-peak discount of 2.5 cents per kilowatt to encourage home charging on nights and weekends. And for the driver on the go, the utility's adding 200 charging stations on top of the utility's 400 stations already in existence. Some pundits point to the ghost fleet of charging stations left over from the last time California got charged about electrics in the 1990s. But battery technology has moved on since then, and this go-round, just about every major car maker, as well as a few new ones, are gearing up to compete. What's your prediction? Will electric vehicles take off this time? Tell us what you think online at californiareport.org/shiftinggears. Special thanks to Christina Hu, who contributed to this report. That's the California Report for Tuesday, August 31st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California, and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Endowment. Your health depends on where you live. You can find out why on healthycal.org. And Chevron, an energy company encouraging innovation right here in California. This is the power of human energy. Information available at chevroncalifornia.com.